Good morning, family, and welcome to 5 Minutes to Live By with Pastor Will. We're also on day two of Miracle Month, and y'all, we're going in. If you haven't joined us, I want you to go to victoriouspraise.org/prayer, submit your prayer request. I'm gonna pray for you, but I want to encourage you to pray for yourself. I'm gonna go in for you, but I want you to go in for yourself. The Bible says, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So join us during Miracle Month. Today was day two. We talked about overflow, that God will create overflow and give you so much. And the purpose of overflow is never about you, but about those that are around you. But let's go into our word today. We're still ministering to the divine family, this word that we gave on Sunday entitled The Priceless Woman, who's powerful, priceless, prayerful, and patient. There are four things that a priceless woman brings to the table in the family. We talked about the man being the priest who goes before God on behalf of the family, the prophet who speaks the instructions of God, the word of God for the family, the provider who provides for the needs of the family, and the protector who provides safety and security for the family. Well, this week, I want to look at those four elements of the woman. She is powerful enough to never give in, priceless enough to never go cheap, prayerful enough to never give up, and patient enough to never give out. Let's look at that first one today. The powerful woman never gives in. In Genesis 1 and 27, the Bible says, and God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, here's what I want to get about this woman. I want her to receive this and hear this and subdue it and have dominion and subdue and have dominion and subdue and have dominion. The priest needs a powerful woman who never gives in. To give in means to yield, to surrender, or cease to fight. When a woman doesn't recognize her power, she surrenders, she ceases, she stops fighting, she gives up. But God says, I created you to subdue and have dominion. Before there was ever a man in your life, there was the power of God in your life. Before you ever get married, or if you get married, some people are waiting on their life to be fulfilled because they're waiting on a man. But listen to me, woman, your power is within you. It is not without of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're waiting on somebody to come and fulfill you in what you already have. My God shall supply. My God is greater in you. Those that be with us are more than they that be with them. God says that your power is necessary for the family because he says it's not good for man to be alone. Why would God send the man somebody that didn't bring something to add to him? The Bible says he needed a helpmate. He needed a woman with a power. He needed a woman who knew how to subdue and have dominion. Every woman, married or single, must embrace her God-given authority to subdue and to take dominion, to dominate. That's what that word dominion means, to have supreme authority, possession, ownership, dominance, to dominate. Listen. Before there was ever a man, there was God, there was power. And the reason why some people are so devastated when their relationships break because they had their power in the person rather than their power in God. I bring my power to the table, but if you take the table away, I still get to keep my power. I still get to keep my authority. I'm not waiting. I'm not walking around in frustration and disappointment and aggravation, hallelujah, waiting on somebody or depressed because of the person that I got. A powerful woman brings her power to the table. She is not powerless. She's not easily led astray. The Bible says that silly women were laden with sins and led astray through diverse lusts. Why? Because they had a form of godliness, but they denied deny the power thereof. Don't deny what God has given you. You have authority. You have power. You bring something to the table. Hallelujah. That man needs a helpmate, not somebody who's weak and defenseless. You help him financially. You help him emotionally, and you help him spiritually, because you have the strength. You have it. Even if you are a stay-at-home mom, you bring that to the table. You bring that emotional strength to the family. You bring that spiritual strength. We're going to talk about being prayerful a little bit later this week. A powerful woman subdues. She has dominion in every area of her life. Hallelujah. She was already a go-getter. She was already strong in her body, strong in her soul, her mind, her will, and emotions. And when she gets married, she brings that to the table. Hallelujah. And when she brings it, she submits it. She offers it. That's what it means when it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. It doesn't mean come to him weak and invalid and impotent. No, you're bringing your power and you're saying, use this. Boy, preach right there. You're bringing it under subjection. I'm a bad man. And when I allow others to lead me, I'm submitting that badness, that authority, that power under their leadership for them to use. And so when a wife submits herself to her husband, she's bringing that power so that the family benefits from her ability. She's a powerful woman. A powerful woman not only brings her power to the table, she doesn't lose her mind if someone takes the table away. Hallelujah. She was already whole. She was already complete. She was already powerful when there was no table. Whole, complete, and powerful when the table showed up, and whole, complete, and powerful if the table decides to leave. Hallelujah. Because she knows the real table God already prepared for her. Listen, my time is up, but I hope that you all are blessed by this. Women, you are powerful. You are priceless. You are prayerful, and you are patient. Today, I want you to walk in your power. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about being priceless. Don't go for cheap. Know your value and don't go on sale. Listen, my time is up, but remember this. Don't just live life. Live a victorious life and have an amazing day. Go in your power, you priceless woman. Be blessed.